Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We thank you. We really appreciate and thank you, Father God, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for sending the Holy Spirit. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for taking that which belongs to us in Christ and revealing it to us. And thank you, Father and Son, that you are drawing close, that you are building your house. You have made your home with us, Lord, so we can flow together and bring about your kingdom in all its reality. So thank you, Jesus, for being the root of David, the bright and morning star that is rising with healing in your wings this day and every day, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. We praise you. We thank you. We appreciative of this new life, new kingdom, that all is new. And we are experiencing the newness on a daily basis. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you in Jesus' name. Greetings, family. The readings is the last couple of verses in chapter 4, and it is, must we read?
Verse 30 to 32. The Holy Spirit of God has sealed you in Jesus Christ until you experience your full salvation. So never grieve the Spirit of God or take for granted His holy influence in your life. Lay aside bitter words, temper tantrums, revenge, profanity, and insults, but instead be kind and affectionate towards one another. Has God graciously forgiven you? Then graciously forgive one another in the depths of Christ's love.
Hallelujah, isn't that beautiful, eh? We've been sealed with the Holy Spirit to partake of our inheritance, to bring us into the fullness of the love plan of God. Just like a child, your child has got a journey to grow up and in his family and be everything that is pleasing to the family. And that's exactly, that is the true story. We've children that come home, and eternal life is not just a one-day thing. It's a God quality of life that comes from knowing the Father and knowing the Son. And once we have believed, we were sealed with that Spirit. And so we need to just stay in the Spirit, because it's from the Spirit there is glory. Beholding the glory of the Lord as in the mirror, and you're transformed from one degree of glory to the next. So we changed. So the Spirit is so needed to be taken hold of. The new covenant is a covenant of the Spirit that brings us to the Son and brings us to all that the Father has for us, and then seals us. And we're sealed in this family. Amen. Our lives are hid with Christ in God. And that's what it's all about, guys. It's on a daily basis. And that's why we want to flow in the Spirit and not in the flesh. And that's why we put aside the things of the flesh. For a time, we were just caught up in the flesh, born of the flesh. Now we're born, flesh and blood, but that is born into the kingdom. So it's kingdom reality, Spirit-led. And that's amazing, partaking of the God quality of life on a daily basis. That's what it's all about. It's partaking of our name, our story. It's now written in heaven, because if we found our lives, we would lose it. So we lost our own life. We said, we've been in the flesh. We don't want to be there any longer. Lord, your will be done. Your kingdom come in our lives. And that's the reason of the Holy Spirit inspiring our spirit to know, is to be aware of, speak about, and experience that which God has got for us. So we, His fragrance. We represent His kingdom. We represent His love in this world, so as to bring restoration and to bring in the lost and then disciple the lost into a living relationship with the Almighty. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed.
Thank you, Holy Spirit, for sealing us, children of Christ. Thank you for working in us to will and to do. Give us the desire and the power to Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving, as you, Lord, has forgiven us in Christ. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful, my sweetie.